Hi, good evening.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Stanley. Sorry, I just drank some water. I was looking for Miss Kathleen Rhoda.
This is her.
Hi, Miss Rhoda. I'm calling from the Washington Opinion Survey. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, ma'am. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, ma'am. So, just real quick, I just wanted to ask, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
No.
Yes, thank you. I know it's still a little ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you. If you don't have to answer my question, if you prefer not to, can I have your age?
Hold on. 47.
Okay. Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. Can I ask you your race?
White.
Okay. White. Caucasian? Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. We have not so strong. Strong Democrat.
Not so strong.
Okay. Thank you. And now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Approve. Okay. And somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I'm in the middle of those.
Okay.
Somewhat is fine.
Yeah, I think, right. Believe me, I've been doing the surveys for a while, and I understand. I just can't really, you know, I'd love to get into conversations with people just because I have spoken with some very interesting people, including yourself. Like, I'm sure that you have your, you know, I can understand just by things that, the expressions from people, but, you know, it's mm-hmm. really kind of stay neutral because I have to stay neutral. I just have to do my job. And so, mm-hmm. I'm speaking, and then in these kind of situations, you know, since we all have our opinions, it's kind of sometimes it's just, oh, I don't keep my mouth shut, right? And generally, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gusenkamp Paris is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I actually don't have an opinion on that one. I wouldn't know either way.
Okay. So I'll just put don't know. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now here are some issues. Think about the issues the country is facing now. Which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of these. So we have reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change, and protecting the environment.
That's a lot to remember. The average person can remember that whole list. All right,
I
go for the abortion and reproductive rights and the infrastructure, those two.
Okay, so let's see, the abortion and, okay, protecting abortion and reproductive rights and improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, so let's see now. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, You sound like a very intelligent woman. I don't think I have to explain 0 to 100 to you, right? And then, I don't want to take too much of your time. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have an opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. So, Maria Cantwell.
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. And then we have Marie Goosen Kemp Paris.
Yep, no opinion. Awesome. You're probably going to get a lot of no opinions from me.
That's okay. It's okay. You know, it's like I said, whatever you guys say, whatever you say, the person, that's what we do, and we respect it completely. So no worries there. I'm not here to judge or anything. I have my own opinions that you probably would be a favor and against. You know, we just respect each other's opinion. We're just doing the survey for the better purpose for everybody. Okay. Raul Garcia.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. We have Donald Trump.
Hate that guy.
So it's 0 to 100.
100% hate that guy. So that would be 0% satisfaction. Which way is our scale going again?
Yeah. I get you. Joe Biden.
I couldn't care less. I'm right. Let's go for 50. Right in the middle.
Okay. And then we have Joe Kent.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. We have woke liberals in Congress.
Woke liberals? Literally written like woke liberals in Congress?
I get that a lot. And then I have another one coming up that you're probably going to say the same thing.
Okay, wait. Tell me my scale again so I know what I'm saying.
Zero to 100. It's like 1 through 10, just in bigger numbers.
I get that, but 0 is I hate them, and 100 is I like them, correct?
Let's see. Let me read it to you. I don't want to get in trouble here. So, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100. Yeah, so I guess it is the way you said it, yeah.
So is 0 like I have no feeling, and 100 is I have strong feeling? Is that
right,
how we're going with this?
Yeah. 50, okay. 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold towards it.
Okay. So I'm just going to use the like and hate scale, and you can put it in the way it makes sense.
You're a smart lady. You're a smart lady. I can tell.
Okay. When you say how I feel about woke liberals, I am more insulted at the label woke liberals than I am at the people who are liberals. So,
you know, by the way, if there's a chance, I'm gonna just because of you, I'm gonna look into it today and ask if there is any way that I can put some like feedback that I got from you about this.
I'm just saying, because by saying woke liberals, you've already triggered me going woke how? Why? Because they're fighting for things like that makes me want to say just the word woke. So
I know it wasn't me. Please don't kill me. Yeah, I can tell
who wrote the survey though. Like that's coming
well,
that's out
what,
there.
That's
okay.
What I was thinking. If I get an opportunity to do some feedback, I'll definitely put your comment in there. No problem.
For real, because you can totally tell which side this is coming from. Okay, go ahead.
I could tell. Go ahead and give me a from 0 to 100.
Oh, on the woke liberals.
Yeah.
I do not know how to answer that. How do I feel about them? I don't have feelings about them. I have feelings about what you call them.
Right.
So I'm not. Okay, so then I don't really care either way about woke.
Okay, there's also, you can have a no opinion or never heard of them, whichever.
No, I've heard of them.
Honestly,
I'm not angry
I'll
at
gonna,
them. I'm not
to,
labeling
I'll
them.
I'm just
woke.
Reading about it, just so I can have some of my own, you know, education on that.
Well, because woke usually just means can see more than one perspective, isn't just stuck in one opinion. So, I don't feel strongly either way about them. We can go back to a 50% because the liberals themselves, I don't have a strong opinion about. I have more opinions about what we called them just now. So.
Yeah, okay. How about, this one's going to get you too. I mean, I've had the same situation with other, you know, people surveying. It is the MAGMA Republicans.
The MAGMA Republicans.
MAGMA Republicans, yeah.
Oh, I have strong feelings of hatred for some of them too. Mm-hmm. Maybe not hatred, just Just a strong disappointment.
Not so warm.
Pretty cold. Let's go way down there in the like five zone. Cold feeling.
Right, got you. Okay, that was a good session for me. Thank you for entertaining that. I am going to do some research myself too. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? You also have a lean towards one of them.
No, I would vote for Biden because I don't want Trump. It's just because I don't have a choice. I'm more anti-Trump than I am pro-Biden.
Understood. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gusin-Kemp-Paris or Republican Joe Kent? They also have a lean situation there.
I would lean towards the Democrat.
Okay. And then, even though you're not supporting Joe Kemp now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Joe Kemp? A small chance? Very slight chance?
There's no chance. There's
no
chance
at all. Okay.
There's no chance. And not because I even know the guy or have something against him, but because I don't like the leaning of the Senate. Like, you see, I get what you're saying. You really want to have a conversation, but you can't. You're just
supporting him. Believe me. I got you.
I feel it. But wait, I feel it.
You feel me biting my tongue?
I do. I feel it. You're doing a great job.
Just because, you know, everything's so hot right now in politics. So.
That is why I feel the way I feel. It's not because I know these people. Mm-hmm. It's because I feel violated the way the world has been run in the last
There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on.
And it's not because... Yes, there is a lot going on. And it's not a lot in my favor as a woman or a woman raising women. And so, also as an educator, like there's a whole lot of me on the wrong side of all of that.
Right. And
but I would definitely tell your guys to change that woke liberal thing because really, it gives you away so strongly.
Right, you wouldn't believe what it says.
Are you still there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I can now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My apologies. So from zero, we're at how important. I'll just start over. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important it is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, if you don't think it's important at all. 5, if you think it's somewhat important, and 10, if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in a member of Congress. You may use the number from 0 to 10. And a fighter for the working class.
I would say 10.
10, okay. Thank you. And then someone who will defend abortion and women's rights to choose.
10.
A leader who will fight back against threats to our rights and freedoms.
10.
Okay. A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
That's a loaded statement.
Hmm.
I'll go with a 7.
7. Someone you can trust.
10. Well, that's a false statement. I can't trust a politician in the first place. But I'd like to pretend that I could.
Right. That's another one I'll take the 5th on. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Gusin-Kemp, Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Gusin-Kemp from Paris for Congress. 5, it means it is somewhat convincing reason. 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. So 0 through 10. Let's start with Marie Guzenkamp Perez. Is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their vote, their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month. And she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
I'd be agreeing with that. That'd be a good 10.
Okay. And then we have Marie Guzenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high school, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people can graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Still get to go 1 to 10, right?
Yeah. With the middle, with 5 being somewhat convincing.
Seven.
Great. Got it. Let's see. And this is the last one for her. Marie Guzenkamp Perez isn't afraid to work hard. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep her business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions that trades and understands the challenges of facing local small businesses. As a member of a House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor a Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
That's cool. So that's 7 again.
7, okay. Good. So just so you know, we're at over 80%, so we just have a little ways to go. I'll try to be as quick as possible. I'm not trying to take too much of your time. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Guzenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Likely towards the Democrat.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about we'll be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Okay, so it's the same thing as we did earlier, just 1 through 0 through 10. No doubts at all, some doubts, serious doubts. Can we trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign? Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street. He would support deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower the cost, but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
Am I supposed to rate how much I doubt that statement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a 0 is no doubts at all. 5 is some
doubt.
But
that statement is true, or that the statement is true? I'm doubting the statement?
Yeah. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress.
I got you now. I got you. That would give me serious doubts about supporting him, actually. That'd be like an 8.
An 8, okay. And then we're moving on. Joe Kemp supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Joe Kemp would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
Okay, I'm still struggling with this particular scale.
It
makes me doubt him immensely if that is the statement that's told about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the way the scale works, right?
I'm going for a 10. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're at 90%. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
If that's what I heard about him, I'm less likely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, would you say, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
The support of the abortion ban would be, or abortion, supporting abortion would be not, I can't talk anymore. I'm so twisted in my own head. What you just said, that one.
Yeah, I understand this one.
You got me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The abortion rights group. Okay, perfect. And we're almost there. Last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? First grade through 11th?
I have a master's degree plus.
Yeah, I kind of caught on to that one. Right. I have a few PhDs in my family. I'm not one, but I'm familiar with them.
People start talking married? Different when they spend a lot more money on degrees.
Oh, yeah. You really can't hear it in the way a person does communicate. I have a friend that's a rocket scientist. When he talks to me, it feels like he's speaking another language. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single,
no, I'm married.
Separate? Married? Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Sounds like a beautiful family. Think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Again. Okay, I'm going to be somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal.
I'm going to guess that I heard all of the scale because you cut out for a minute, but I'm going to go with somewhat liberal.
I could go back if you like.
No,
would you like to hear it? Okay.
No, because I'm not very liberal, and I don't think there's that many more choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's just kind of just a little more and a little less. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week? You don't at all?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay, so I'll put never.
Unless I'm invited to somebody's wedding.
So we're done. I just wanted to tell you that I can really hear that you are a very intelligent person, and thank you for taking the time to do the survey with me. I really appreciate it, and hopefully this survey will help, and it will be in the best interest of everybody. So thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye. You too.